James chapter 4, verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? I mean, they think when he says that to the, you think back to Genesis, you know, to it shall be your desire and it shall rule over you. Sinful desires. Man desires sinful things. They rule over man. Again, Paul said, put to death your members which be upon the earth. And then he lists off all the, you know, all the carnal sins, ungodliness, whatever. You know. Look at yourself. Examine yourself. Why do you war and fighting? What is that? Fighting is macho, like we get macho from this. A battle, a controversy. You know, hey, there is a controversy. There is a battle to be fought. Not among you. Not among the brethren. Wars is polemos. Like, you ever heard of polemics? You know. Sometimes people use combative language to just be combative. And it causes more fightings. Alright. We live in a Christian world. In their world, everyone who believed in Christ was more or less unified. James probably wrote pretty early in the whole period after Christ's resurrection, relatively speaking, like, say, to something like Timothy. Okay, so when I talk about the differences between that time and now, you gotta understand, they live in a time when Christians, we were preaching the gospel, Jesus rose from the dead like 20 years ago, whatever. Totally. You know, we live in a world where it's like, in our country, it's like 75% people are Christians. In the past, it was even more. We got this whole history. We had a, you know, 1,000 years of darkness in the Catholic Church. We got the Lutherans and all those people springing up out of there. All this darkness surrounds us. All this false doctrine. How do I go out and not fight against it? How do I earnestly contend with the faith without going to war? Okay? For the truth, and that's fine. Really. But the war he's talking about is between brothers over things. It's like, you want to have. You know, it's like, I need a car. He got a new car. Why did he get one? It's like, yeah, because he got so much money. If he shared more. And so on, okay? But because people want things. They lust and they don't have. You know, lust means they desire. They have a desire on something, for something. They kill and desire to have. And it says, you've committed one sin, you've committed them all. You're a murderer. You kill. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. Or what about this? You kill something like a cow or something, you eat and you want more. Never filled. Can't obtain. Can't, you know, can't really attain what I want. They fight in war and have not because they don't ask. Here's the thing. It's like you see someone, and honestly, when I read this, the first thing that came to my mind was this idea, like people trying to walk to live godly. You know what I mean? Like, we've gotta get books on how to be giving. We've gotta get books on how to do this. We gotta get this to do that. And they're, sorry, I got clear sinuses, but I'm just inhaling a little here. What they are doing is, seeking out to obtain things, but not seeking the one who can give it. All right, I need to be righteous, so I'll go out and get righteousness. I need to be this, so I'll do it my way. I'll do it this way. I'll do it that way. I'll fight a war. I'll chant. And they want all kinds of things. They don't ask. Now, it says in the next verse, you ask and don't receive. Why? Because you ask amiss. See? Oh, Lord, I really could use a new car. Jesus said, hey, he knows you need those things. He knows what you need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I'll tell you what, you ask for those things, you will see results. You won't have to war and desire and I wish I had that, you know. You will receive. Don't ask things for consumption. Don't ask things to cater to your lust. You adulterers and adulteresses. Because, again, hey, all those things gender to bondage. They gender to sin, and that is the law, and that is adultery. You're fornicating on your husband, who is Christ. Friendship of the world is enmity, which means hostility. A reason for opposition. You know, you're making yourself enemy with God. I'm hostile to God, man. What do you mean? I'm hostile to God. I gotta have cable. What? I'm hostile to God. This car's got 30,000 miles on it. I need a new one. I'm hostile to God, man. Because I love the things of the world. I love all those things, the desires. I love to eat. I'm the enemy of God. I love food. You want to be the friend of the world? You're the enemy of God. I want to preach a gospel that's pleasing the people. I want all the people to come to my church.